This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Capital, Bismarck, our location today for What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon. I'm back after a one-day hiatus. Thanks to John Tranum for filling in yesterday. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, and John Tranum handling things. Thank you, Todd. Thank you. Todd is sporting a new do, folks. So you better check out the Facebook page and see what style looks like right there, by golly. Woo! That's some serious style. Yeah, good stuff. How'd you decide, Todd, what style to go with? Like, you know, really, 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 really short, or just really, really, really short?
Oh, they hacked it all off.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. And now everybody's telling me that's how you need to go with the whole bald thing, and I've never done that before, so now somebody needs to teach me how to shave my head every morning, I guess.
Well, what it looks like to me is you got yourself some low-maintenance, mornings ahead. Just, you know, worry about brushing that.
Well, was low-maintenance because I didn't bother combing or anything. Just woke up and went to work. Now I got to figure out, am I going to shave my head, or what am I going to do here? But I braved the shave yesterday, and it was cold this morning, I got to admit.
It is. Well, so there's one downside. You didn't have that insulation.
Right. Yeah. Right. I mean, I could feel it in my skull. My skull felt colder, but, you know, it's all for a good cause.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
So when's your turn?
I can't even imagine. I can't even imagine my ugly old head showing like that.
That's what I used to say, and then people say, you look so much, you shaved 20 years off your life. I assume they mean I'm younger versus shaving off the end of my life. That would be unfortunate. That's one of those things that could mean a couple of different things, depending on your intent, but...
Well, let's crank it up here. We have a couple of guests for you today on the program. Bottom of the hour, Ron Nessel joins us from the North Dakota Petroleum Council. They're part of Energy Day today. Bakkenbackers is putting this on. And I want to give you a word about Energy Day as well, because it's something you ought to take in today. It's open to anyone. So I hope you and a lot of great information. It's just a really good lineup here. So I'll tell you about that in a moment. We're also going to chat top of the next hour with Al Carlson, the House Majority Leader. A lot of calls Friday, I want to say, when we were talking about a proposal that Al is supporting, and that is for government-run casinos. And it started, as you may remember, with some people saying, are you kidding me? This is ridiculous. Why would North Dakota even think about it? And by the end of the day, it was pretty much 2-1 in favor of the idea. So your chance to be in favor of it, to be against it, or to, you know, just ask any questions about it or anything else. Most of the capital pretty consumed with budget numbers because, revised revenue numbers will be coming out on Thursday, and everybody's speculating what that will mean for the belt tightening here. So we'll talk with Al a little bit about that, too, and what he's anticipating, what he's expecting. So looking forward to that. So there's that. And as far as those are the two guests, Ron Ness and Al Carlson. We'll also check in with Chris Berg. Chris Berg is scheduled to be part of the White House briefing today with Sean Spicer at the White House. Of course, Valley News Live and Point of View with Chris Berg. So what to ask? You got any good questions? If you were the reporter, what would you ask? You can give him some advice, because that'll take place over the noon hour today. And Chris will join us before the end of the show. So we have a lot cranking today on the program. In the meantime, I want to know what's on your mind. That could be about you know, something on the national front, something statewide here with the legislature. Of course, there's a vote in Bismarck today related to renewing some funding for schools. What do you think of that? Anything on your mind? Anything goes. And how about that weather? My gosh. Folks, especially on the northern half of North Dakota, really got whacked. And up in the northwest corner, pretty amazing as well. Looks like the worst of the driving conditions remains up there, although most of the bad stuff is now gone. And temperatures will warm things up pretty good. But anything in the way of road conditions you want to share as well, that's certainly welcome as well. So let us know. And we'd love to talk about anything you'd like to talk about. 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number. 701-258-0550. You can text Todd, 226-8503. You can text me at 367-2054. Okay? So here's what's happening at Energy Day. I promised I'd get you this. This is free and open to the public. It's at the state capitol today. There is a lunch included that One Oak is sponsoring, but Energy Day is absolutely free. It costs you nothing. It starts at 10 a.m. It goes until 1 p.m., and it's in the Bernie Haugland Room at the Capitol here in Bismarck, where you'll find it, one of the big committee rooms. And so here's what's going to happen. Here's what's on the agenda. First 20, 25 minutes from at 10 o'clock, research scientist Dean Bagson, who is at North Dakota State University, does a really good job of crunching the numbers on the economic contribution of the energy industry to North Dakota. And it's not an easy thing to do, but we only need to take a look at the budget crunch that is happening right now in this very building, the state capitol, and know that as oil goes, so goes the rest of the state. Many people say that about agriculture as well, and that's been the case for hundreds of years, right? But energy and ag are really the two main pillars where that's the case. And you saw the drop in the price of oil, and you saw the ripple effect. I always used to hear Governor Dalrymple and I would always wrestle over this. He'd say, well, Scott, we don't put that much oil into the general fund, so it isn't that much of an impact. But, of course, the sales tax revenue is a huge part of our economic engine, and we rely on that more and more and more as it goes up. And, of course, what's happening in the oil and gas industry, from people buying pickups to, you know, you name it, all kinds of things. People, you know, fitting up homes and apartments. And, I mean, there's just a lot of ripple effects. It is a major driver. So when oil comes down, it takes a big whack. So, you know, to understand that and understand the tentacles of that is why you need folks like Dean from the NDSU research scientists to tell us about the economic contribution of the industry. Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford will be speaking at 10:30 from Watford to Bismarck. New leadership in the capital, or someone that knows the impact of the industry on small towns like his former home of Watford City, where he was the mayor. Kevin Black, co-founder of Credence Energy, is going to be part of a story of starting Credence by three young entrepreneurs. Tax Commissioner Ryan Rauschenberger at 10:50, talking about North Dakota's tax revenues. Kathy Nesset speaks at 11:10 on industry basics and also the Bakken going forward. You never want to miss a talk from Kathy Nesset. It's just always world-class. It really is. I get the honor of hosting a panel at 11:35 where we'll have Trey Wilson, who's the chairman, CEO, and president of MBI Energy Services, and Jesse Veeder, who's, of course, you know, well-known singer, writer, columnist, Watford City native. And the two of them are going to talk about something very important, and that is people. In the case of MBI, they need people, a lot of people. It's a world-class oil field service company, and they need people right now. It is easier for them to recruit people to come to work in Dickinson and Watford City and Williston if they have, you know, a quality of life like a Rough Rider Center in Watford City, like the Arc in Williston, you know, all the different amenities, the new schools. So it's really taking community quality of life initiatives and pairing them up with great job opportunities. We're going to talk about that today. The One Oak lunch I mentioned is at noon, and there is a guest from One Oak that will be here. And then at 12:15, they wrap up with Helen Curry. She is a senior economist at ConocoPhillips to talk a little bit about the world oil markets. What's the future, you know, a month from now, a year from now, 5 years from now, oil and gas in the U.S. and in the world. So that's the lineup. I think a great one. Find out more at backthebakken.org/energyday. You can register there. And if you just want to connect with folks, you're a champion of the industry, you want to know more about the industry, you just want to so-called this in, you know, I think the industry needs real people that benefit from the industry that might not be in oil and gas, but in all kinds of other related industries to be part of the team to speak up. We've seen recently what extreme environmentalists can do. It's scary stuff. So anyway, join the fun of Energy Day today at the state capitol. Jim in Fargo, you're up first when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Don't touch that dial.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hot spring spas and pool tables, too, in West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and now Minot in the old Marketplace Dollar location. Every day made better. You've heard me talking to Vince about that very thing, and I know he's right, because I have a hot spring spa. I absolutely love it. So does my wife. Changed our life. We're in that hot tub every night, 15, 20 minutes, get a chance to chat and relax, and it's fantastic. Dave, a happy customer I want you to hear from as well. Dave, how often are you in the hot tub?
I'm in that hot tub every day, a lot of times, at about 5 a.m. for 25, 35 minutes, something like that. But when I get out, I feel totally renewed. And it's, for me, it's an everyday deal. It's a must do. And my wife and I both enjoy it. I mean, she's in there just about every day. And I don't know how I'd even be able to function without that thing, honestly.
Tell me how they treat you at Hot Spring Spas. Have you met the owner, Vince?
Yeah, Vince takes care of me. I've known Vince for a little while now, and he's been good to us every time we go into the store. Matter of fact, you know, the store Bismarck, we frequent that for our supplies, and everybody's professional, courteous. They try and help you take care of your water to the best of their abilities. And, no, our experience with Hot Springs has been fantastic.
Now that's Everyday Made Better with Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Stop and see them. 13th Avenue South next to Spitfire West Fargo in front of Sam's Club Bismarck, in front of Kmart South Washington Grand Forks, and now in Minot, too, in the old Marketplace Dollar location.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
I'm not sure how to read this text. It says, suck it up, Scott. My wife is doing it.
Brave the shave.
Oh, I see. I shouldn't worry so much about my...
That's my neighbor, Bill. His wife did it a couple of years ago, and she's going to do it again this year.
Yeah.
And so you're worried about your dome? Come on.
All right. Well, point well taken. Others, welcome, by the way. A no travel advisory issued for north central and portions of northwestern North Dakota. North Dakota Department of Transportation and the North Dakota Highway Patrol have issued a no travel advisory in north central and portions of northwestern North Dakota. Bow Bells, Kenmare, Mohall, Botineau, Rolla, Candu, Rugby, Mattock, and surrounding areas due to reduced visibility, snow drifts, blowing snow, creating slippery road conditions, and a number of vehicles blocking the roadway. Conditions are such that motorists should not travel in these areas. A travel alert still in effect. That's different than an advisory, but more of a be aware that conditions might not be ideal. A travel alert in effect for Minot, Towner, Velva, Harvey, and surrounding areas. Same issues. Okay? There you go. All right. To the phones we go. 1-800-228-0550. Jim in Fargo, what's on your mind, sir?
Yeah, I guess as if a person needed further proof of the leanings of the press, but, you know, Trump makes a statement about Obama, you know, bugging his White House, and they go, oh, where's the proof? Where's the proof? But see, the Kenyan shadow government, they can say whatever they want, and Trump has to prove it false. They automatically assume that because they said it, it's true. I said, I'd like to know the difference. You know, he has to prove it, but anything that comes out of the liberal side of the thing, Obama's little world, that's automatically assumed to be a fact, and they don't know, no proof required. I just said that if that isn't further proof of the leanings of the press, I don't know what is.
You know, that's a good point, Jim, and I don't know. I think, like you, I just think, no kidding, right? I mean, what you're saying is just common sense, that there's an obvious double standard.
It's so sickening that it's hard to take.
It is.
It really is.
And I believe it's one of the reasons that Donald Trump is consuming a fair amount of political capital. He's using, you know, his resources, the White House, his time, his tweets. You know, some could argue, who cares? Ignore them. Just go, you know. Well, then you enable them. Then you embolden them. And so he's using that political capital right now to take them on, because everything he wants to do, which is simply do what he said he was going to do, that allowed enough people to vote for the guy, so he's president of the United States right now. He's just going to do what he said he was going to do. But in order to do that, he has to simultaneously take on the press. He has to take on the media. Otherwise, they eventually will win. They'll overtake.
And he has to take on both parties, because the Republicans aren't supporting him any more than the Democrats. There's probably two or three of them that are supporting him. I mean, he's trying to drain the swamp all by himself. All these supporters, I find them strangely quiet when he comes out with this stuff. I mean, come on. The guy, you know, we are so fortunate that we have a man of the stature and the fortitude of Donald Trump in Washington that I don't think people have a clue how lucky we are.
Yeah, I agree with you, Jim. And I think as conservatives, our job is to just not be worn down by it, because they want you to be worn down by it. They want you to give up. And I'm so sick of this Russia story, I could literally puke. I'm sick of it. It's absolutely ridiculous. And by the way, if you go back, Andy McCarthy has a great column in National Review that connects the dots. This thing started long ago. They lowered the bar on who could get the intelligence so there could be more leakers. This was all by design long before. This was their insurance policy, that if Trump wins, here's what we have to get this stuff out there. So, I mean, just take a look at what they did. And a lot of it happened, of course, after the election and before the inaugural. But, you know, my point is, well, I have two choices. I can just say, I'm sick of this and I'm tired of it and pout. Or I can say, you know what, I'm going to combat it every chance I get. And that means, you know, at cocktail parties, at the workplace, wherever you need. Look, the truth needs defenders. The truth needs defenders.
I'm going to stand with Mr. Trump and say this. The truth needs to come out, and you can call me what you will, but this is the truth, and I'm sick of it. I am sick of it. You know, and the other thing that just drives me crazy is that there is proof that it was done. A high percentage of our uranium was sold to the Russians by Hillary Rodham Clinton, and the payback was $2 or $3 million speeches by William Jefferson Clinton to the Russians. I said, isn't that interesting? If that had been the other way around, it would have, but it's never even mentioned. Never even mentioned.
No, you're right. You're so right, Jim. Just keep fighting for the truth. And by the way, that's in everything. That's in everything. It really is. I have to tell you, I know Todd and the rest of the crew probably roll their eyes when I connect, the truth as it pertains to Russia to a debate on the floor of the, state Senate in North Dakota yesterday. But, truth, you're always searching for truth, right, no matter what. And it's just amazing how many ways you can twist the truth. In my mind, there were a great deal of people yesterday, for political reasons, trying to twist the truth about the Life Skills and Training Center in Grafton, North Dakota. And I'm a little partial to the situation, but that allows me to have some facts because I have a family member that works up there. And so that automatically would have some people go, oh, yeah, you're just being a shill from. No, I know the passion in which these people care for these people here. And then I also see people who want to check a box and say, well, we're budget cutters, so we'll close it down and never mind people's lives. So you just got to fight for the truth. But one guy that was taking a few of those arrows yesterday is Senator Tom Campbell, represents District 19 of Grafton. That was quite the debate that I don't think you probably expected, right?
No, good morning, Scott. No, not at all, because I think it came out of the Human Services Committee 6-1 do not pass was to kill the study, because the study just, it isn't necessary or needed, because that last 10% of the people that haven't been displaced in group homes have nowhere else to go. They're the ones with high needs and the challenging, they're high violent sex offenders, some of them, and so there's a place, a need for that, and the numbers were definitely skewed. There's 87 people, not 49, and part of that staff that works there, they use them for 300 other people throughout the state. So it was a lot of skewed data there, and it's definitely a need for it. And so we've been kind of faced with that, some of the challenges.
But that's just in a day's work for a state senator, right?
Well, it's it's interesting. Yeah, there's you find out who your friends and enemies are, and then next week or the next day you might need to swap some of your enemies and friends for each other. So it's been fun. I enjoy it, but it's been a challenge. Sometimes the motives and the alternative reasons why people do things. So it's been kind of frustrating, but yet you got to like it because it's part of life.
What is the status of that one now?
It might come back up. I don't think so, but we're not sure yet. We're going to kind of wait and see. We've got, autism bill was a lot of people testifying. That was another hot one yesterday and in human services. So there's just been a lot of very, very controversial, close ones both ways coming up. So it's been fun to be part of that.
Just another day at the state legislature. Well, I know you're headed for another committee meeting, so thanks for stopping by and saying hi, updating us on that.
Great to see you, Scott.
Truth is worth defending always, folks. And take it on, for sure. Short break, back with Ron Ness when we come back.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Wow, what a deal on a tractor at Titan Outlet Store. Guaranteed iron at outlet prices. Now with a 2011 Case IH Magnum 290 valued at $124,618. It qualifies for Titan's 12-month, 500-hour warranty. 10% down with good credit gets you this excellent planter, sprayer, and harvest tractor. See it at TitanOutletStore.com. Call them at 218-233-3700. Great tires, too, with 70% tread remaining. See it at TitanOutletStore.com and tell them Scott sent you to receive another 11% off.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
When I come back from Norway about the 4th of July, and I'm on the air here with Todd and Manny talking about what a great time we had, I don't want you to regret having not taken the opportunity to come along. So think about that. Think about what you'll think about come July, because my wife Marie and I and our kids are headed to Norway June 19th through July 2nd, and we have four spots left. Four or five, I forget, last time I talked to Carol on Friday. So just a couple left, and we have to get the airfare in. So if you want to come along and see the midnight sun, that's actually what I'm most excited about. Don't tell my wife, because she's excited about meeting family. I want to see the sun up at midnight. How cool is that, for crying out loud? First time. First time I've ever been there, so I'm really looking forward to that. June 19th through July 2nd, and Carol Juven, who you see every year at Huskfest, just a world-class human being, great guy, and incredible tour guide, is the guy that will get us there. Give him a call. He's got a bunch of tours going right now. If that June 19th to July 2nd time frame doesn't work for you, going to Ireland, too, as a matter of fact, this fall. Call him at 800-343-0093. Last chance to get in, 800-343-0093. Back at the state capitol, Bismarck, Ron Ness is here. North Dakota Petroleum Council, big day today at the Capitol. It's Energy Day. Hello, Ron. How are you?
Hi, Scott. Thanks for being here today.
Absolutely. Now, that's a nice tie. Make the Bakken great again. How about that? I remember the slogan from the visit of Donald Trump, but I didn't remember the ties. Is this are you debuting a new tie?
This is a City of Williston deal. But, of course, they have trademarked this, and we came out with this one. President-elect Trump was here, and last May, which is pretty incredible when you think about it. He came here and talked about energy, and we hope to have him back. I think since North Dakota was the state that put him over the top, I thought he gave a great speech on energy that day. And I think that's all part of what we're talking about today at Energy Day in North Dakota, and we've got a great lineup. We've got a lot of people coming to town. Partnering with the NFIB and the Western Dakota Energy Association, which is the oil counties from out west. And should have a couple hundred people here. We've got a great lineup of speakers, including Kathy Nesset, of course. And you don't talk about energy in North Dakota without having Kathy here to provide some Bakken education. But also an economist. We are rolling out our economic impact study today from NDSU, which we do every other year. Still pretty astounding numbers, I think, considering that we've been through a two-year downturn here, but showing really what a million barrels a day means in just raw production to a state like North Dakota.
I said earlier, if you needed any example of the economic impact. Just walk around this Capitol for the last few weeks, right? I mean, it's pretty obvious the ripple effect of what happens when the production slows and the price drops.
Well, it is, but it's, you know, I think the misnomer there is that the Bakken has had its day in the sun and it's a thing of the past. That's far from the truth. What this downturn has done to us is it's made us much better, much more efficient. We have taken the Bakken from an $85 or $90 oil play now down to what I believe is an oil play that does okay above $50 a barrel, will excel above $60 a barrel. We're going to see a lot more activity this year. A lot of that optimism is, of course, you wake up every day and your federal government's not, you know, beating you over the head to try and run you out of business. That plays a big part, I think, in this. But also, we've seen some stability in price. Companies have been able to attract some investments and get some energy back in terms of going forward. And we're going to see a good year this year. 18 will be better, but this year we're going to see a lot of wells completed. A lot of those wells that were drilled, there's still about 830 of them out there. That's a stranded investment. That's essentially a grain bin full of crops that you haven't harvested. You've got to go out and get those because you want to put that on your balance sheet. And we're going to see the rigs begin to increase after the frost laws are off here in hopefully May or June. So it's going to be a good year. We're going to talk about all of that today. Lots of discussion around this building, of course, about the budget this week. We've got an economist from Conoco that's going to talk a little bit about the world supply and world oil situation. So in addition to that, we're rolling out a new logo and theme for the Petroleum Council. We're replacing our oil can logo with a new theme of the energy of North Dakota. And it's really targeted towards the true value of all energy in North Dakota and the energy that it brings to each of us.
That's going to be fun to hear as well. Texter says, please ask Ron his thoughts on the article that came out of Forbes last week about the shale play in North Dakota going away.
That is a great question. And if you didn't see it, there's a journalist that writes some articles for Forbes, and he threw the Permian under the bus about 2 years ago, and he
it
didn't work out very well. And virtually everybody in industry that you talk to, he starts out by talking about the tremendous decline in December. Well, clearly this guy's not from North Dakota. The decline of production of 90,000 barrels a day, which ironically is equal to what we were producing in 2006. Pretty amazing. But that was, you know, we all know what the weather was like here in December. It absolutely devastated everyone, and you couldn't get to your wells. You shut your wells in, and we're going to see some hangover effect of that. But the other thing that he's wrong about is really the efficiency and what we've been able to do in the Bakken and the recovery. The new methods of completions, incredible what changes have been made. And you know, when resources are tight, your engineers do what engineers need to do, your geologists need to do, and your accountants need to do what they do best. And you get back to really getting better at what you have to do because you have to in order to survive. And we've done that in the Bakken. And the recovery percentages in these Bakken wells today versus just two and a half years ago is incredible. The completion technology is much better. You're using more water and more sand, which gives you a better connectivity to more rock in that 2 mile spacing unit. And I think by and large, the companies would all completely disagree with that Forbes piece saying the Bakken is on a decline. We do not believe that at all. We think that the Bakken has got a tremendous future, and we're just getting better and better at it.
Any other questions or comments, welcome 800-228-0550 for Ron. Or you can text us as well, Todd, 226-8503, or me at 367-2054, 367-2054 if you have more questions or comments for Ron. Who should be at Energy Day today? Who should be soaking this in?
Well, I think certainly our target here is, as I said, is to firm up in the belief of legislators and folks that do business in and across North Dakota that this is a world-class oil play. It's going to be here for a long time. We have invested so much as a state, as an industry, as communities into infrastructure. We've got a lot of capacity to grow in Western North Dakota. There's going to be a panel which you're going to lead on workforce. Attracting workforce back here is going to look vastly different than it did 5, 6, 8, 10 years ago. We were able to attract people because the economy was depressed elsewhere. We were able to get them here. Those people now probably have gone to work in the Permian or in the Oklahoma or Texas, or they've gone to work back home somewhere. Now we need to go out and recruit people to bring their families here because we've got rents and all of those things. The deflation has come into Western North Dakota. You've got affordable housing. You've got great schools. You've got great communities. We want to go out and attract people that are going to be here for the longevity of this play. That's going to be a big discussion about today. So that will have a role and effect on all of North Dakota and all of the various industries that play into this as we build up some of that exploration workforce. Our production workforce and our midstream assets, that has grown, as the economic study will show you today, as we all know. But it's the exploration side of the business. The truck drivers, the rig hands, all of those people that work on the completion crews. You get back into welders, you get back into all of those subsets of what it takes to drill and complete a Bakken well. We're going to need those people, and that's going to be a big issue going forward, and it may put somewhat of a ceiling on the Bakken for a while until we can recruit back.
That's the sense I get from folks that just say, you know, I need the people, and if I have them, there's more revenue. If I don't have them, the revenue's not there. I have to give the revenue up. So, and of course, as you said, you know, before, it was a case of competing to get people who really needed a job. I mean, the bottom had fallen out where they lived. They couldn't pay the mortgage, so they just needed a job. And now that job's come back. So, can we do this? Are you confident we can do it? Is it a longer, tougher slog?
Well, I think it is going to be a little tougher, but the value of it is if you do it and you attract families, we know that once you get them here and they see the great things across North Dakota, that they stay here and they become part of the community. I think that's an upside value in the long term from an economic. You capture more of those dollars coming back into the state from the community standpoint, and certainly from the industry standpoint, you want those people that are here who want to be here. And you are right. We are competing with the Eagle Ford and the Permian and the Scoop and the Stack, not only for the dollars that the producer determines where they're going to invest or where Wall Street determines where they're going to invest, but we're going to be competing for that worker. And, you know, when we had $90 or $100 oil, you could pay for a lot of things to get those people here. You could fly them in here. You could do all those things. That's not the case today. You need to find people that truly want to come here, and I think we're going to find those people. It's going to be kind of a search. We're going to have to partner with those Western communities and sell the communities and sell North Dakota with the state of North Dakota, because it has a significant impact on the state's economic future. So we've got this resource, and it's going to look vastly different going forward. We know that the infrastructure is now built. The legislature and the budget folks are trying to figure out what's that look like in the terms of spending and revenues. Very, very difficult task, but they'll do their best and likely miss it. But we know that you can't miss on the high side anymore, because we don't have baskets full of rainy day funds right now. So,
Ron Nessel, the North Dakota Petroleum Council, with us on What's on Your Mind. I don't know if you have time to answer this before the break, but you can start on it. Where's the price of oil going to top out?
Well, Scott, I've always said if I knew that, I wouldn't be here today. I believe that there's a pretty firm ceiling on oil right now, and we've seen it. There's a lot of pent up investment out there. There's a lot of pent up opportunity to bring oil on the market. We have really flattened out in that mid 50 range. I felt that, you know, I was hoping to get into the to 60, so we could get a $60. Now, Dakota Access gives you a little better value for your oil. It's going to get you better transportation, better market.
Well, that thought we'll pick up on the other side of the break with Ron Ness on What's on Your Mind. Energy Day at the state capitol today. Don't go away, folks.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Want a career with a top-notch company but haven't had a chance to get to know MBI? Stop by the Super Pumper in Belfield Friday, March 10th and meet MBI. Fill your cup. Learn more about this premier oil field services company. MBI Energy Services has openings for workover rig supervisors, operator, derrick hands, forehands, oil, water, and hot oil truck drivers, and more. Enjoy excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of schedules. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com. Meet MBI at Super Pumper Belfield Friday, March 10th. And don't forget to tell them Scott sent you.
How do you live your faith in an unfriendly world? Get some inspiration and a lot of laughs at the Family Policy Alliance Gala Monday, April 3rd in Bismarck or Tuesday, April 4th in Fargo. Former pro baseball players and TV personalities David and Jason Bennett, authors of the new book Living Among Lions, will encourage you to transform the world through conviction and courage. Monday, April 3rd, 6:30 at the Ramcota Hotel or Tuesday, April 4th, 6:30 at the Fargo Holiday Inn. For reservations, call 701-214-5565 or online at familypolicyalliance.com/North Dakota.
Kohler Service Center is hiring. If you hear nothing else, hear that and hear this number, 701-495-0997. That's right, 495-0997. When you call that number, Adam will answer. He is the recruitment director for Kohler Service Center. They have locations in Williston, in Kildare, in Billings, Montana. Kohler is the biggest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. They build the best tank trailer on the road. Their service center serves those and other brands. They're looking for technicians. They pay great. If you know anyone with any kind of experience with tank or trailer parts, Kohler Service Center wants you. Do you want to be appreciated? Do you want to be compensated for the value you bring to an organization? How'd you like to make $32 an hour? That's what they pay. Great benefits and more. Call Adam now, 701-495-0997. Kohler Service Center, 495-0997. Now, Kohler Service Center. Or click careers at KohlerServiceCenters.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
We're back in the state capital of Bismarck today. It's Energy Day. We're here both for What's on Your Mind and also Energy Matters. Going to chat with Al Carlson, House Majority Leader, after the top of the hour. Interesting budget week. Everybody will be watching those numbers. Also, Chris Berg, host of Point of View with Chris Berg, will join us before the show is done. Watch for Chris today. He is asking one of the questions at the White House press briefing today. So that'll be kind of a neat little coup for the heartland of America. And I love that about what the administration is doing. So, good stuff. Call waiting, but I want to let you finish on the oil price. In other words, nobody's, the point of all the efficiencies you brought out earlier is that it doesn't require $70, $80, $90 oil to be quote-unquote back in the Bakken, right?
You are correct, and I think that we have lowered the economic threshold of the Bakken into the 50 and 60 basket, and we're near that basket today, obviously enough to incentivize some additional activity this year. And I suspect we're going to stay in this band, price band, for a while because OPEC and those countries kind of understand if they keep this, it kind of keeps the shale plays kind of in the, we're doing okay, we're growing a little bit, but we're not ramping up activity. So that's where we suspect we in the state budget, Representative Carlson, but we budgeted out about flat $50-$55, which equates to about a $47 North Dakota price for the next biennium.
Ken, North Carolina. Question for Ron Ness. Go ahead.
Hey, Ron. Actually, I was from Glendive last century. I was actually a train dispatcher for Burlington Northern, but I enjoy my 75-degree weather in North Carolina. So was just wondering if there was any update of when oil would start flowing in the DAPL.
Well, the question is when do we expect oil to begin flowing in the Dakota Access Pipeline? And I probably don't have any more information than any of you have, but my expectation is in the next week or two weeks, we're going to see oil moving through that pipeline. The pipeline under Lake Oahe has to be completed, and then it has to be pressure tested and get all the certifications. The rest of the pipeline on both ends up to the Lake Oahe has been completed to that extent, and it is ready to roll. And there's public information out there from Energy Transfer Partners that says that they have backfilled the line up to the shutoff valve prior to the river somewhere. So they've got oil in that pipeline. And if you think about the volume of oil it's going to take to fill that pipeline, a 1,300-mile pipeline, it takes a tremendous amount of oil. So we anticipate to see that oil moving this month, I would guess.
Very good. Thank you.
All right, Ken, thanks for the call. How would you assess that entire ordeal as to the damage done to the brand of the Bakken, if you will, or for that matter, the success of the extremist environmentalists? I call them eco-terrorists. I mean, do they see this as a success and one that they'll continue in an effort to stop fossil fuels? And what kind of damage has it done to the industry overall in North Dakota?
Well, I think that it's actually coalesced North Dakotans around, doing things right in the rule of law and the negative outside impacts on law enforcement and really the North Dakota way of getting things done. The troubling aspect of this is I think these folks have found through these GoFundMe accounts and other accounts a way in which to fund their organized chaos and disruption of American infrastructure and continuation of unlawful protests. They seem to be just relocating to other areas now. They're going to continue to protest pipelines. They're going to continue to protest other things. And why is that, Scott? I think it's become big business for them. You look at this group, they raised over $13 million for their, what essentially became social unrest. And it's become significant business. We don't know who all of these folks are. I don't think any of us believe it's the folks from Standing Rock. I think that they got co-opted early on in this process by outside influencers with big money, and this now has become a way of life for many of these people who are just traveling protesters. But you, as you have said many times, our hats off to North Dakota's law enforcement and all of those National Guardsmen and all the law enforcement people to go get through this without any significant injury or harm to anybody that it was a awful situation. It could have been awfully worse, but I think that North Dakota played a cool hand, and hopefully it's behind us.
Who is behind it? Who were the major funders, would you say?
I don't know. I think we all have speculations, but I don't know.
But it's not grassroots in any way, shape, or form, right?
There is nothing grassroots about this operation. This is a well-funded political war machine that is well thought out, well planned. I think it's a lesson to states everywhere and everybody everywhere that their utilization of social media. And I don't know about you, but how were the demonizing emails, phone calls, your household,
yeah,
and on your phone? I think you and I, we all have stories to tell.
Long past the political difference, right?
We all like a good political argument. These people were vicious and attacking.
Energy Day starts in a few minutes, goes till 1 this afternoon, taken in at the Capitol. Well worth your time. Thanks, Ron.
Thanks, Scotty.
You bet. All right, more coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Vince is here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Best place ever because you have some fun things like the Olhausen game tables. Tell me about it.
I know I'm a sales guy, but it is the best pool table made, period. And here's the fun thing about Olhausen. They'll not only customize your own pool table, whatever you want on it, however you want it stained, whatever wood you want to use, but they can make a matching shuffleboard table, matching foosball table, matching game table. They can do the whole thing for you. So their whole room can be done specifically and designed specifically how you and your family want it.
You sell more Bison logos or UND logos?
Bison right now. When the Fighting Sioux were out there, it was definitely more Fighting Sioux tables. But, you know, right now, I'd give the edge to the Bison.
Vikings tables, they've got them all. And, folks, right now's the time to buy because no interest, no payments for a year. Play now, pay later, bubble hockey, air hockey, darts, foosball, pool tables too at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too, Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot.
Mass deportations, a ban on terrorist countries, protecting our border, a huge expansion of jobs. President Trump is really shaking up Washington and the media. David Horowitz's new book, Big Agenda, reveals Trump's secret plans. Now, Big Agenda is a New York Times bestseller. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Rush says you need to get it. It's in bookstores everywhere or get our free offer at 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.